believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bells brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Just got off the phone with a listener who reports a tremendous amount of police activity on Redland Road by the Shell station. We don't have a lot of detail on why they're there, but we will be watching that situation. We'll get more from Skipper. And if you have any additional information, give us a holler here at 272-9228, where news comes first after weather and Bailey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in London now with leaders of other NATO nations. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said recently that the organization is suffering from brain death due to lack of American leadership. President Trump says about that.
I heard that President Macron said NATO is brain dead. I think that's very insulting to a lot of different forces.
And he has a meeting scheduled with President Macron today. Leaks from a Justice Department report due next Monday indicated it finds the investigation on the Trump campaign in 2016 was warranted.
Attorney General William Barr reportedly telling Associates he disagrees with the Inspector General's conclusion that the FBI had enough evidence to investigate members of the Trump campaign. People familiar with the draft language of Michael Horowitz's report say it criticizes some FBI employees and found some problems with surveillance procedures, but overall it does not support President Trump's claim that the investigation was a witch hunt.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
We clawed our way through Black Friday, but we still have to go shop, locked in this jail just to get sales. My only food comes from Cinnabon. Shop my life away for this holiday. Parking lot is a zoo. Everywhere I see things to buy for me, but I'm shopping for you. I'm stuck here at the shopping mall.
Because we had a wrecking ball on, I think, Chantilly Parkway yesterday or somewhere out by East Chase. A wrecking ball in the middle of the road. I don't know how that happens. And again, we have a situation on Redland Road by the Shell Station there with a lot of police activity. We're still waiting for new information on that. So...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
It's a frosty morning out there, literally. It's one of those mornings where if you do not have remote start on the car, you need to get out there early and kind of scrape off the ice off the windshield. Otherwise, look for a sun and cloud mix, but mostly sun, chilly, not as breezy, high 54, so still way below normal. Mostly clear, cold tonight, not as cold as it is this morning, overnight low 34. Tomorrow, the air will start to moderate. We'll get into the low 60s for a high temperature. Mid-60s on Thursday, mostly sunny. Chance of rain late Thursday night, but a better chance on Friday. I think showers are likely. Saturday looks dry, maybe some spotty showers on Sunday. Hey, right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. The temperature is 32, but you factor in an 8-mile-an-hour wind, which isn't much, and which takes the wind chill factor down to 25 on this frosty morning at 6:06. Plumbing by Lukewire, ready to handle your problems now, or in the middle of the night, or any time, really. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. As a matter of fact, it's never at a convenient time, right? So keep the phone number handy, 264-9666. They have taken care of so many problems at my house. Let's see. We have garbage disposal problems, broken pipes. What else? Broken toilets, leaks. The list goes on and on. They'll even install your hot water heater. They'll even install, you know, they do so much. They're bonded, and they guarantee their work for a year. Plumbing by Lukewire. The whole house plumbing inspection is another thing that is going to be very useful. It's going to be peace of mind to you, telling you that you don't have a problem lurking. Let them check out your whole house. 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
I believe we have more on that situation on Redland Road. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Yeah, there are three police vehicles there, and they've got all of the pump area and the entry to the store taped off. So I would say it's probably a robbery.
Crime
maybe
scene.
Something else involved. So
yeah, that
but
sounds...
that's what you got going on right now.
All right, we appreciate it. Is traffic backed up in that area?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. That may develop later because it's still pretty early, but thanks for the update on that.
You bet.
Appreciate
Have a great day.
It. You too.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
What's today?
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday or whatever it is.
Gosh, it is Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time's flying, so hurry up.
You know, it's Tuesday morning and time is flying.
Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Oh, my heart, time is fun when you're having fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
It's showtime.
All right, we got... Random facts coming up next hour, Jay, and I already have a convoluted introduction ready.
Well, you're prepared.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Did you have a malfunction with the razor this morning?
Oh, you noticed that.
That's pretty noticeable.
You know, I like to...
Doesn't take HD TV on this one.
Yeah. You know, I like to enjoy a hot soak twice a day. It's good for the lower back. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm old. I've been hit by a bus, a car, and a pickup truck. I have issues.
And that's just yesterday.
And while I'm in there, then I shave.
Mm-hmm.
I do it by feel. So I was pulling the razor across the bottom of my chin.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, in an awkward moment, I cut it open because I'm looking down. And I didn't feel anything. Yeah. Bathwater's really kidding.
Oh, man. It looks like a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah. So
it's black and white.
Drain the tub, rinse myself off, and as I get out of the tub, I'm leaving a blood trail across the bathroom.
Murder.
Because the cuts here just don't clot that quickly. So, yeah, and all I could do was lay down for a few minutes with a wad of paper towel there, hoping it would clot, and it clotted, but I got that nice cherry there.
Well,
not a very exciting story.
You should maybe just keep your... Like you're reading something.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might not be... Well, I don't know.
What are we talking about on TV today?
Yeah, we gifts.
We gifts.
Oh.
Gifts you buy someone, but you you intend on it benefiting you, too.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah, huh? Okay. All right, we gifting. They got a new word for everything, every day. It is 6:11. Got your news. The Williams Hall Wake Up is coming up, and Rich's timeline for the 3rd of December.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Haynville. He was 62 years old. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes denounced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullock County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony, December 6th at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Only 22 days to Christmas. Don't do your shopping late. Your family will hate you if you procrastinate.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:13, it is the Williams Hall Wake Up with a guest appearance by Menthol Meredith.
prepared to fist fight my way through the crowds to get the deal of a lifetime on a patio gas smoker, y'all, they was throwing in not one, but two free propane tanks with any purchase. With that kind of deal, I just knew I was gonna have to open up several cans of whoop butt. But I got there, and there wasn't even hardly nobody there. Heck, I was actually kind of disappointed because getting violent in the camping department of Walmart has become my post-Thanksgiving tradition. But this year, there was no butt to whoop. And because of my past, the security guard was following me, so I just asked him, where in the pray tell is everybody? And he told me that now everybody does their shopping on the online. I'm still itching to start something, though, so I on purpose lit up a cigarette in the home and garden section. Then I said Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and no one even blinked an eye. I may not have been able to incite violence, but I did get not one, but two free propane tanks shipped smack dab to my front door. The miracle of Christmas.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
At 6:17 on a nipply morning, the NFL has suspended Arizona Cardinals safety Josh Shaw. For betting on NFL games while he was out injured. The thing that makes this electrifying and adds an element of drama is that he bet against his own team.
Oh, so it's the Pete Rose rule here.
Yeah, now this was legal because it was done in Vegas. It's just, what kind of a statement does that make about this guy and his opinion of his team? So he's not only suspended, he may be in for harsher punishments than that. He opened his online account. He was honest or dumb enough to list his occupation as professional football player. I mean, why not throw that out there, because that gets the chicks, right? Caesars contacted the Nevada State Gaming Board and the NFL shortly after discovering that he had placed the wager. He is out for the rest of the season. I don't know what his annual salary is. I'm sure it's, you know, seven figures somewhere.
Yeah, sure.
So there you go. All for a bet. Nice going. Electrifying stupidity is what we have there. And don't forget Mr. Electric for all your electric installations. A couple of years ago, we had him out too. And I think of them every time I plug in my laser light in front of the house, which is stabbed into the lawn on a, on a nice firm stick. Stick! That's what I said. And how ridiculous it was where it used to be. They just moved it around the corner. You want stuff like that, you want it done by people that know what they're doing. All certified master electricians at Mr. Electric. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. 19 after 6. We have the timeline with Rich coming up. Song of the day, the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting will convene. And then about an hour from now, we'll be about halfway through Random Facts, always followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. Let's see if that situation, what was it?
Redland Road. 231.
Right, oh, it apparently has, because we just got a new update loaded here, and let's find out.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is cold out there this morning, and we have no accidents anywhere at this time. And traffic is still very light everywhere this morning. It's going to get busy here in a bit, but right now, while we got nothing going on, how about some It's So Cold jokes this morning, all right? And it is cold out there. It is so cold, my lawyer had his hands in his own pockets this morning. How about that? rim shot, laugh, something. It's so cold, I feel like a mobster in a tax office. All right, that one wasn't so good. Let me try. We'll try one more here. It's so cold, I saw an Amish guy buying an electric blanket. It's so cold, I had to chisel my dog off a fire hydrant this morning. Try to stay safe out there. We'll keep you updated on traffic all morning long. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services better than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
He might even use some four-letter words or get into a fight. Even though you're not handicapped, you take the parking spot for a day. You think your limp has pulled the gun, but your mistletoe.
The Piccolos play for the timeline with Rich Thomas.
337th day of the year, 28 days are now remaining. Today is Giving Tuesday. And I guess you can give something you bought on Cyber Monday.
I ain't doing that. You know the kind of money I spent on Cyber? No, I ain't.
Giving Tuesday is about charity.
Tomorrow is Delivery Man Wednesday, I think.
What is Thursday? There must be a thing for that now, too.
Thirsty.
I don't know.
Thirsty Thursday.
It's National Roof Over Your Head Day. Always good to have. On 1818, I took a little trip. Illinois became the 21st state. On the state in 1922, the first successful Technicolor movie was shown in New York City. I don't know what it was. 1931, Alka-Seltzer goes on sale. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Can you imagine the guy that came up with that? And I'm sure he was pleased and well rewarded, I hope. Madison Avenue. 1947, a streetcar named Desire opens on Broadway. Marlon Brando's famous cry of Stella booms across the Broadway stage.
I got hit by a streetcar of Desire.
1965, Beatles' sixth album, Rubber Soul, released. Some refer to it as a folk rock album. I think of it as a transition from the early Beatles. She Loves You, Yeah, 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 Yeah. From that to the later Beatles. Brian Wilson had the ultimate compliment. He said it was the inspiration for Pet Sounds. I saw it under the Christmas tree in 1965 for my brother. 53 years ago in 66, Lou Alcindor played his first college basketball game for UCLA, scored 56 points. Lou Alcindor later changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 1968, Elvis Presley's famous comeback special airs on NBC. 1969, the Rolling Stones records Brown Sugar. And where did they record Brown Sugar?
Muscle Shoals.
You are so right about that.
That's a recording session I would have loved to have watched.
Oh, man. Can you imagine them staying at one of those little motels that are up there in Muscle Shoals? You know,
yeah, there's not really
strip hotels.
Motels. Have they put anything in there since?
I don't know, but back in those days.
But back in those days, you wouldn't have had anything but those little roadside
those
places.
Little strip, yeah. Those,
yeah.
That were called motels. They were called motels.
That's why Keith Moon drove his car into a pool, because it wasn't at a big fancy place in Michigan.
Yeah, really?
A little roadside motel.
Yeah.
What a swimming pool.
Yeah, but I bet it had free HBO.
Drive-in swimming.
46.
Yeah, there you go. That's
maybe a continental breakfast.
Air conditioning.
Right.
46 years ago in 1973, Ringo Starr released the no longer politically correct You're 16. You're 16, you're beautiful, but you are highly illegal.
Those are not the lyrics, but
it was his second straight number one single. When 2 years from now, I'll be 18. 43 years ago in 1976, during a nighttime raid in Kingston, Jamaica, a man fired shots into Bob Marley's house and his wife's car as well. His wife was hit. His manager was hit. But Bob was okay, and he played another show, reggae festival, two nights later. 40 years ago in 1979, 11 people killed in a crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum. The Who was performing. It was festival seating. Bad idea. WKRP in Cincinnati did a very tasteful episode on that disaster.
Hmm.
29 years ago in 1990, ABC's Nightline aired Madonna's Justify My Love during an interview with her after the MTV banned it for too much sex. 25 years ago in 1994, Adam Sandler did the Hanukkah song for the first time on SNL's Weekend Update. It was hilarious. Still is. And I'm glad he updates it every year. 20 years ago in 99, Madeline Kahn died of ovarian cancer, age 57. You know her from, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein. Mel Brooks used her a lot, and actually used her in 4 films, by the way.
Oh, you men are all alike.
Yeah, there he is.
7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Perfect line to bring back. Wow.
Absolutely.
4 years ago in 2015, Scott Whelan was found dead on his tour bus. He was the cause of death, accidental overdose, cocaine, MDA, alcohol. 2017, the first pizza party in space held by the astronauts of the International Space Station. I wonder if they bought pizza insurance for that.
I was going to ask you. It seems like what you see are Domino's employees running up with good pizzas to people that didn't order them. They just want to make it. And the people that are getting the pizzas look like they should stop eating pizza. They're a little bit chubby.
That scene in that commercial where she says, "We have to expedite this order."
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that much of a priority.
I agree with you.
Birthdays. Andy Grammer is 36. Sean Parker is 40. Justin Timberlake played him in The Social Network. He founded Napster. He's now heavily invested in Spotify. Good or bad, he changed the model of the music industry forever. His net worth currently $2.7 billion. By the way, if you haven't seen Justin Timberlake playing in Social Network, it's pretty good. Brendan Fraser, he's 51. He was just in his 20s the other day. Daryl Hannah is 59. She's married to Neil Young.
Oh.
Daryl Hannah is married to Neil. Remember when John flew across country to help her after she had this altercation with Jackson Brown? Oh, man.
I just remember being in the theater for the movie Splash.
Yeah.
And didn't know that scene was coming, and it was like...
Daryl Hannah, yeah. Ozzy Osbourne is 71. If you haven't bought him anything yet, just rewrap the gift that you bought him last year. He'll never know the difference. He's 71 today. 22 days till Christmas, 28 days till New Year's Eve. Pitchers and catchers report in 71 days. Spring begins in 89 days, and now you're up to date. That's the timeline.
Did you do the song of the day?
No.
My mind was on other things.
It's a Christmas tune.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and hit it. 6:31 in the morning, we're getting into the Christmas season, and here's one of the best ones. Elton John did this several years back, but it's one of the best Christmas songs out there. We're about to step into Christmas. Ready or not, here we come.
Welcome to my Christmas song.
Came out in November of 1973. How about that? By the way, how many times have you heard All I Want for Christmas so far this season?
Oh, the Mariah Carey song?
Yeah.
Maybe once?
I've heard it, I think I'm counting. I've heard it 8 times so far, and it's December 3rd.
Wow. I mentioned this yesterday, I think, on Happy Hour, that song... They did a survey of holiday music in England, and it's the most hated Christmas song, yet it broke every record for sales and charts in England.
Yeah.
So I think people lied about music then. The people that lied about disco in the 70s, God, they hated it. They liked it.
When I hear that song by Mariah Carey, it makes me want to, you know, listen to Jingle Bell Rock. It makes me like that song, which I hate. All right, there you go. We stepped into Christmas.
And that was your timeline with Rich Thomas.
Oh, wow. Good to hear it again.
Let's know.
I don't want.
Resist. He appears to be unhappy with me.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry.
That was not done.
I was preoccupied. I was wondering how I could have left the song of the day out there.
You shouldn't worry about that.
My mind was on other stuff.
We got you covered.
Yeah, we do. It's 6:34. I would say he's probably thinking about what he's going to get us for Christmas, Jay.
We're not
He's
doing
a generous
anything,
guy. No, we did agree.
We're not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the birthdays, and that was great and wonderful. At 6:34, we will be at Baumhauer's after Happy Hour tomorrow night. We are there every Wednesday. through the 18th of the month, Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on Wednesday, so we won't be there those nights, but we're having our Christmas party on the 18th, and we hope you'll plan to come and join us. Come any Wednesday. Go anytime to Baumhauer's. If you head there between 2 and 6, they have halftime. And halftime means literally that, half off drinks, well drinks, pints. What's the word for the drinks that they have?
I wish I could help you. I don't know what you're.
Well, I know it's half off glasses and bottles of wine, well drinks, pints. Between 2 and 6, Monday through Friday. Okay. The tailgate burger, which is awesome. Hot Lips, great chicken dipped in any one of their amazing sauces. That's half off, along with other items like chips, salsa, and queso. So you can refresh yourself and relax after work for half of what it would normally cost Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Go to baumhauers.com and check out their catering menu in case you want a little extra help for the holidays.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
You will need to scrape ice off your windshield this morning before you get rolling. Otherwise, look for a good bit of sun today, mixed in with a few high clouds. Not as breezy today, but still, we have a little wind chill factor this morning. I'll get to that in a moment. High today, 54. Mostly clear, cold tonight, but not as cold as last night. Overnight low 34. A little warmer tomorrow, low 60s. We'll be in the middle 60s Thursday. Chance of a few couple of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. Saturday looks dry. Could be some spotty showers Sunday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies. West winds at 8 miles per hour. That's making that temperature of 32 seem more like 25. That's the wind chill factor at 636.
Hey, Bloss, was the fried bologna sandwich acceptable?
Oh, of course. Of course. So much bologna.
Yeah, that's the Brian Thicke at that food outlet.
Is God, it's a ton. You got the double bologna because I wasn't purchasing.
I mean, there was a lot of bologna. A lot of bologna.
Real thick.
Yeah.
And there were four of them, along with a slice of delicious Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese.
I'd like to thank you got my bologna. You got my bologna this morning.
Yes.
I could run down and make you a sandwich right now.
No.
I'll just skip the TV segment. Love that.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. To answer the question about Rifle Range Road, no, we don't have anything official reported. We have nothing on the cameras, nothing on the maps. We're not saying it's not there. We're just saying that nobody's contacted us and we haven't heard a thing from any of our sources. So use caution around Rifle Range Road. We can tell you that. We do, however, have an accident on I-65 northbound at the I-65-85 interchange. If you're on 65 headed northbound, watch out for it as you pass underneath the interchange there. We have more traffic on 65 southbound out of Prattville. The boulevard is building. The 31s are beginning to get a few more cars on them. Be careful out there and buckle up this morning on a cold Tuesday morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're just a moment away from TV time. Join us on CBS 8 or ABC 32. Or listen here.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in London now with leaders of other NATO nations. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said recently that the organization is suffering from brain death due to lack of American leadership. President Trump says about that.
I heard that President Macron said NATO is brain dead. I think that's very insulting to a lot of different forces.
And he has a meeting scheduled with President Macron today. Leaks from a Justice Department report due next Monday indicated it finds the investigation on the Trump campaign in 2016 was warranted.
Attorney General William Barr reportedly telling associates he disagrees with the Inspector General's conclusion that the FBI had enough evidence to investigate members of the Trump campaign. People familiar with the draft language of Michael Horowitz's report say it criticizes some FBI employees and found some problems with surveillance procedures, but overall it does not support President Trump's claim that the investigation was a witch hunt.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
We are waiting for the connection. How am I looking today?
You are so...
You sure is ugly.
Day the right way with Rising.
It's better to give than to receive.
Yeah, a new survey found that 74% of Americans have purchased a Wii gift for someone on their list. Wii gifting is when a gift not only benefits the recipient, but the giver as well.
Isn't that what an engagement ring is?
Oh, okay. All right, I was going to ask for an example. Wow, thank you. Let's bring in the friends over on News Talk 93.1, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think there are people. I call them the PWNBTs, the people with nothing better to do. That sit around and say, what else can we do to confuse a holiday? What new term can we invent?
Mm-hmm. A Wii gift.
You know, we did. My dad Wii gifted us a camper one year. One year there was a new TV set. It was color.
Yeah,
it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes you do a gift for somebody that you might be able to, that new laptop or
sure, you know, or they mention a Keurig, you know, a coffee maker. You're obviously,
who doesn't love one of those for everybody? So re-gifting, re-gifting, anything else we can add to make to the long litany of new holiday terms we're supposed to? Porch pirates. Every year there's something new.
Well, I live alone. Every gift I get is a wee gift for myself. It's something I'm going to use.
Please give.
I gift.
Yeah, really, that's it. It's my own, yeah, that's it.
So I thought that a wee gift was like when multiple people like go in for a gift, like we gift this to you.
Oh,
so
no, no.
That's called. Is that
I don't know.
That would make sense, Julia.
It would. Yeah. There's a new song. We gift you a Merry Christmas. What else is next? It just gets.
Yes, I know that one. Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, I come up with one.
So besides an engagement ring, I guess what would be something that
you
would give someone that? I'm trying to think. Like,
I already know that Logan is gonna we gift so many things for my apartment as she continues to redecorate it a month and a half
in.
It's
not your apartment anymore. It's her apartment.
Exactly.
Yeah, my apartment.
Was the when you showed me all of the throw pillows and you were like, this is just so many throw pillows. And I was like, what? And I sent him, I snapchat him a picture back of my living room and I'm like, I have 17 just sitting in here.
Oh my God.
To make the bed back up with all the pillows.
I have to have step-by-step instructions to remember where
this one goes here. So this one goes here.
That his wife told him, can you please take a picture of the bed so you know how to make it?
Right, right.
No excuse.
Because she's like, I'm not coming back in here to these mismatched pillows. I need you to fix
it. And just for the dogs to get on the bed and mess it
doesn't
up.
Doesn't matter.
When
she said what she said.
I haven't remade that bed.
So a wee gift would be getting new pillows.
No pillows.
Sounds like Andrew has learned
getting rid of the
you
pillows.
You don't have a say.
Sounds like Andrew has learned the two most important words in any marriage. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. It works. Hey, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, we gifted us a recliner. Mm-hmm. That was back like late in the summer.
Yeah.
We needed one. And I finally sat on it Thanksgiving weekend. It's there, you know.
Oh, I see.
It was for everybody, but it just took a few months before I had an opportunity to use it.
Okay, all right. Wii gifting. What else does it say about Wii gifting? It says that 35...
Like a kitchen appliance, like, hey,
that's what I was thinking
new washer and dryer, but we're all going to be using it like, or something like
that. That salad shooter.
Your mom
salad shooter. It says 35% of us...
I was going to say maybe getting your... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It says 35% of us actually use it more than the intended person, the intended recipient.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay.
I'm really bad about doing that with, like, concert tickets because I just don't want to go by myself. So I'm like,
Yeah.
I just want to go to the concert or the football game or whatever it is.
But it's not for bands that she would want to go to.
That's the kicker there. Okay. If you're going to give tickets, it's got to be for something she wants to see.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I know a team I could wee gift a kicker to, but yeah.
a kicker. I see.
You know, we're just getting past the emotional damage of that.
Thanks, Jay.
Must we go back, Jay? Must we go back?
He deserves a sound effect for that one. You don't have like a...
Yeah, I think he's got a...
Stand by.
Off the field goal post.
There it is. Thanks.
There we go.
I'll be here all week.
New NCAA rule, there'll be a field goal post that covers the entire width of the end zone. Okay. Then we'll be all right.
I got one, though, guys. A wee gift would be if you guys got Greg some new kitchen appliances. Like if you got him a new frying pan or new roast pan.
The one he uses downstairs right now is from who? Is from who?
That's from Rich. We gifted me a copper frying pot.
I mean, we could do that, but we would still starve to death.
Right.
Over here.
Exactly.
Still starve to death.
New utensils.
Jalea, you are so sharp.
And drive our breakfast over.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll be it.
Fried bologna this morning was very good.
Yep.
Wasn't it, Jay?
It was delicious.
I abstained.
And on that note, we're going to wrap before I go on my rant, guys.
You're going to wrap our wee gift?
That's what he said. A fried bologna sandwich is what he said.
Fantastic.
With cheese.
With mustard.
And you just
mustard.
A distant memory to you because we don't get one.
I know.
Black
it's like the land of make-believe over there.
Sorry, guys. Have a good Tuesday.
Jeez,
Ryan. I know.
If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That's funny. That actually was a pretty funny segment. Because we kept coming up with new ideas.
When he said four, way, way back, it seemed like an hour ago, I said, oh my gosh, what else are we going to say?
How far can we take this bit?
It is 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FNM. We'll be back with the Cheap and Trashy in like 2 minutes.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot and Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I shopped for Christmas, knocked out the gift list, but robbers hit us. A crime committed, heartless and wicked, packages lifted. Boxes were open, toy games and clothing ripped off and stolen. To Thanksgiving, bought stuff for shipping, and now it's missing. Thieves on the loose. I got all of my packages stolen. Thieves on the loose. Came home and all the boxes were open. Thieves on the loose.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, what was the most disappointing show of the season, movie-wise?
Disappointing movie-wise? Are we talking revenue, or are we just talking...
No.
Is this a poll?
That bomb list, that's coming out. It's not out yet. This is movies that disappointed.
Dumbo?
It's on the list. Which also was a box office disaster for Disney. Dark Phoenix was number one.
Phoenix was bad. And that's good that it made the list. It deserved it.
It was number one.
It was bad.
I have a countdown mechanism here for the top five.
Number five.
The Kitchen.
Okay, I remember that.
Starring Rosalind Rutabaga.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about it. I didn't see it. Yeah.
This one I'm not surprised to see because I saw the trailer.
Number four.
Men in Black International.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is Charlie's Angels on this list?
I'll check at the end. No.
I'm surprised.
I am too.
Yeah.
Number three.
Doom Annihilation was number three.
Number two.
A Madea Family Funeral.
Yeah, okay. I've never seen a single one of those films. I've never wanted to.
Number one.
Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix, yeah.
Now, I'll just read through the rest of the list. Stop me if there's something you want to comment on.
Okay.
Angel Has Fallen, Polar, Pet Cemetery, The Curse of La Llorona.
La Llorona.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Dumbo, The Hustle, Wounds, Hellboy, The Lion King, The Beach Bum, Serenity, Jacob's Ladder, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, Ugly Dolls, and Captive State. Those are the rest of the movies that made the
interesting. I'm surprised Lion King was in there. I know it disappointed a few critics, but interesting.
Sometimes I think there's a presumption at Disney that they have this franchise that can't go wrong.
Right. They're Dumbos.
I also think they don't really know their...
Well, theirs went wrong. Here's the odd thing. So you look at Lion King and some of the reception that it had got for what it was doing or whatever. Then I look at the reception to the Lady and the Tramp thing that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I see nothing but positive things. Right. They made it. They used real animals in Lady and the Tramp.
Right.
But there was something just more genuine human about that than there was. Lion King was just odd because of the CG and everything else.
Interesting. I saw it and I didn't pick up on that. But I guess I like that story so much. I don't know.
Did they bring that music back for the...
For Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
I've only heard wonderful things about it.
Is it on the Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus.
I have seen it and it's cute. It's very cute.
Do they do the spaghetti scene?
They do.
They do, yeah.
With real dogs?
Yeah.
Boy, they didn't do that on the first take, huh?
Well, I mean, that may have been more CG than anything else, but for the most part, it's real animals.
Andy Samberg will host a funny cooking show competition.
Today's his birthday. No, it isn't.
That's Adam Sandler. Andy Samberg, knockoff of Adam Sandler.
The guy who has a birthday today is Andy Grammer. I'm sorry.
Andy Grammer?
He's
36. He's a musician.
Yeah. I know who he is.
Okay.
Very familiar with the work of Andy Grammer. The whole purpose of this, you tell me if you think this is going to be entertaining. The show will focus on preparing full meals like spaghetti and meatballs with just one tiny bite of food the size of a dime. Anyone who knows me knows I love dinky stuff, he says. Huh. I don't get the point.
So they're going to taste the food and then try and recreate it after that? Or what's the deal?
No. It says the contestants will prepare full meals with one tiny bite of food the size of a dime.
That's kind of like the star that said we should only use one piece of toilet paper. One small square of toilet paper.
Man, that is so unhygienic. There's a terrible line that goes with that, but I am choosing to rise above it.
Well, good for you.
For the moment.
Yeah.
A psychic says Michael Jackson and George Michael are making music together in heaven. Does anybody want to know more about this?
No. Yeah. Houdini's trying to get away. He's trying to get away.
British TV psychic Derek Acora was asked a specific question of George Michael and Michael Jackson been in touch now that they are both on the other side. And he said specifically they have access to any instruments or equipment they may want, but they're not just jamming together. They're also chatting about new bands and whether they like the latest music or not. Musicians who cross over often do want to meet up with others so they can talk about their experiences on the earth plane and enjoy continuing to make music. I've heard other philosophies that's kind of what heaven is like. What do I know? That's the one thing I haven't done yet. Die. I'll let you know. I'll come back. I promise I will scare the ever-loving crap out of you guys.
Oh my gosh.
You'll see me in a reflection in a bathroom mirror or something in the building here. Joe Biden nibbling on wife's finger. Disturbing.
Malarkey tour this weekend
in Iowa.
The big conversation among many is the use of the word malarkey. Who says that anymore? That's like grandpa.
Did you hear the other thing he said?
Malarkey.
I think I can find it here relatively quickly. Hang on while I look up Cronin's on my thing here. Yeah, this if this doesn't give you the willies, nothing will, I promise.
Here I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about... And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand.
He's touching a kid.
And it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn turn blonde in the sun.
What?
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
What?
So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What?
What was?
And I've loved kids jumping
good
on my lap.
Good Lord.
And I tell you what. The men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time.
Good God.
Wow.
Yeah. Ramble on.
Wow.
Very little the media can do to protect him from that.
Jeez, he just rambled.
Yeah, I've read a number of people who saw that and, you know, wrote about it. Nobody seems to understand the part about the cockroaches and why he went there. It just doesn't make any sense.
No clue.
Folks, we have a guy.
That's, you know what it is? It's a bunch of malarkey.
It sure is. 23 Skidoo, Rich.
23 Skidoo.
I don't even know what that meant. I just
I don't know. It's an old term.
I think that predated my mom and dad, to be honest with you.
23 Skidoo.
Okay, we're going to do the shimmy here in a moment. There's a guy here in town who will wither, literally wither and waste away if he doesn't have sustenance. I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about listings for Eddie Bader. He's one of those people, the more there is, the better he gets, the more he thrives. He is the real estate Yenta of the River Region. Yentas are matchmakers. So when he has somebody looking for a place to rent or buy, or he has a listing for a place that somebody wants to sell or rent like we did, see, I think we had, it actually took just a couple of days to find a qualified applicant, go through the process, but it was all nailed down like in 10 days for us. And that's the way he works. He has the genius to get your house seen, use every marketing tool out there so that, you've got people looking at it in good time. When you're ready to buy or sell, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group is the man. 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader. You can look him up, Eddie Bader Realtor of the Goodson Group, on Facebook. 658 Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, it is cold out there this morning, and we are seeing more cars on the road. I-65 and 85. A lot of folks headed through the interchange downtown Montgomery. That accident on 65 under the interchange is out of the way, and everything is merging smoothly. We got more cars on the boulevard. We've got more cars coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. We are showing an uptick in the number of cars out of Prattville on 31 and 65 southbound. No accidents to report officially anywhere this morning as of right now. Drive carefully. Keep it here. We will keep you updated all morning long. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed.